about 1 minute to go, but I think we'll go ahead and get started. Here we get you to look and turn to page 176. 176. We'll do the first, second, last verse. Page 176. Count on you, Glenn.
Yeah.
as he gets ready to come. Appreciate our other visitors being with us this evening. And of course, and I know we always say that, the visitors out there, if you're in Father's house, really you're not a visitor, but you know what we mean. You know. So anyway, appreciate each one that's able to come out to the house of the Lord this evening. Who's got a request of prayer, but I've looked at him before we can pray. Amen. The Lord sees all these. Much to pray for this evening. I mean, there always is, but sometimes I guess we're aware of more, you know, than maybe some other times. You said, look, got my boxes. And I may have misspoke the other day. I might have said 25. If I did, I said the wrong thing. It was a pack of 12 that they had. And like I said, we do one for each of our children. That's what the Lord laid on our hearts years ago. So I brought the remainder. So there are 8 of the plastic Operation Christmas Child boxes back there in the foyer. If we need to put them somewhere else, that's fine. That's just where I do put them, where people would see them. You know, those are, anybody that wants them, take them, use them, you know, fill them up, and, you know, we'll give them. You can get the cardboard ones. Okay. So probably everybody heard that Miss Edna said she'd get some cardboard ones. So do be much in prayer for Operation Christmas Child. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think, really, to look at them on the outside, they look slightly smaller, but it's probably because the cardboard's real thick. I think probably the inside is about the same size.
If they're like the ones that Bobby wanted, they're about the same size, they might be, they might not quite as much.
I'm not sure, yeah, it's hard to tell.
Because they're about the same as a plastic shoebox.
Yeah, pretty much.
I tried that one year and it didn't.
Is that, well, I know we want to. Yeah, you can squeeze it out a little bit, yeah. Especially with that deep lid. Yeah. we like the idea of the plastic box because we figured maybe the box would last longer for them.
Yeah,
you know,
it's be part of.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought about. But do be much in prayer for Samaritan's Purse, for both Operation Christmas Child, but then also the other work that they're doing. You know, everybody everywhere is talking about, you know, the work that Samaritan's Purse is doing, even whereas our federal government is not stepping in, which, you know, that's okay, because really it's the church's job, it's not the government's job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they are taking tax money from us for ostensibly the purpose of disaster recovery, then they need to make good on that.
Yeah.
But really, as far as the biblical responsibility that falls on the church, and everywhere I hear, the church is stepping up.
Amen.
You know, and so that's very exciting to me. I believe this is a very good witness to the world. But it's just like our pastor said, we got to make sure the gospel goes out with it. You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Franklin White Graham, I thought he said, government was slow on that because he said, the first event that he said, that's our job.
Yeah.
And he thanked certain women for donating things or whatever. And he said, they're setting up centers and a lot of local churches from different areas or whatever. Cell phones or internet or food or whatever it was, because they're going to a lot of the local assemblies and that's where they're setting up operations.
Yeah, amen. And that's, I mean, we can be sure he's going to make sure the gospel gets out there. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's what the Lord has had been doing for many years. So. Hey, that's all right. I didn't even know they were doing that. That's all right. And as I said Sunday, like if you, and I know we're taking up as a church, right? We definitely need to support that. But if you just have on your heart that you want to give money to an organization that's there, you know, you can be sure your donation is going to be used properly.
Yes.
If it goes to Samaritan's Purse, that ain't, you know, like I said before, Preacher Franklin, I guarantee you ain't going to be in a $1 million house nowhere, like, you know, some other, you know, preachers that we've known of that have their mansions and, you know, taking, you know, people that are displaced.
Yeah.
You know, man's got a servant's heart, so we appreciate that very much. And do continue to remember the nation of Israel. You know, they're in need of wisdom right now because they are still in the process of deciding how they are going to react to the most recent attack by Iran. So we just need to pray that God would lay on those men's hearts what he would have them to do. And I understand that Israel is in a state right now where regardless of how they would like to represent it, they are denying God. And we know that because they have denied his son. Jesus said, if you receive the Father, you receive the one that the Father sent. Right? So we know that, but we also know that they are God's chosen people, and He has a plan for them. So we don't know what God's will will look like for what's coming ahead, but I don't think we can mess up by praying that God would guide their hearts so that they would do what He wants them to do. So I know of all people, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is desirous of our prayers this evening. So just pray for them that God's will be done, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are instructed to do that in God's word, so we know that is a right prayer to pray. We definitely need to pray for our own nation, that God would help us here. You know, that was something, you know, the other Wednesday when we were in service, we went up to Olive Grove, and that's what Preacher Terrell Crump was preaching. He said, look, you know, us, you know, not supporting Israel like we're doing. He said, I ain't got no special revelation. I'm not saying that God told me that this is what's happening. He said, but on the other hand, he said, should we be surprised when we have, you know, bad hurricanes and storms tearing up our nation when we're, as a nation, not supporting Israel? He said, we should not be surprised by this. So, you know, we definitely need to pray for our nation as well, and our leaders, that God would get a hold of them, that God would give us revival. And as our pastor has been saying, it's got to start at the church. That's what the Bible says. The judgment must begin at the house of God. You know, and if we're not willing to get serious about God and His house, how should we possibly expect the folks out there to be serious about it? You know, it just doesn't even make any sense. So we got a lot to pray about it in that regard. I've got a few prayer requests. If you would remember, Jubilee, she's got tonsillitis this evening. She's been to the doctor, and she's got her some antibiotics, but she's still got a fever, so we didn't want to bring her tonight because it wasn't. She's been going back and forth between no fever and, you know, 101, 102. It's kind of, she's been yo-yoing a little bit, but just remember her and just pray if it be God's will that Ed would not get sick, because she knows way worse, you know, on the babies. But, I really want to thank God for helping Mama. They repeated that test procedure that they tried last month, now that she's been on, I don't know, they put her on some kind of medicine, I don't really know what it is. But whatever, the test succeeded today. So really praise God for that. That gives them hope that if they cauterize the spot on her heart, that it's going to, at least to some extent, permanently bring her heart back into rhythm. So she went through all that today. Well, just praise the Lord for that. And if y'all would just pray that God would help her when the time for the actual, you know, procedure comes. And remember Jan, if you would, she broke her ankle, and she's in the hospital, and you know, there's a situation, with, I guess, her family, and, you know, I'm sorry, I don't really know how to say this, but just pray that God will be in the situation. That's what I'm going to say. Me and Christina come to the point where we are not able to do anything else. We are not capable, because it is a situation that we can't do anything about. Totally beyond the ability of a person to just step in and make this all right. It's going to take God working it out. So we believe we are at the point where we've got to just, you know, do a little bit he's got for us still to do, and then just stand back and let Him handle it, because there's really nothing else for us to do. So just pray that God will work in that situation, if He would. So who else has got a request you want to mention on this evening?
Sister Debbie, she's having eye surgery tomorrow, so
Amen.
And Lori came up today, they're taking Barbara to Winston tomorrow for a second opinion. The doctor would not tell them anything over the phone, so they're really worried what they might find out tomorrow. So remember them. Chris texted me and said that Glenn had a reaction to his medicine
for the gout
in his
throat,
and so she said, he's not
doing
medical reaction.
Okay. So he's like breathing okay and everything, isn't he?
I guess that's how she texts me.
Okay.
She texts me
right
before church.
Okay. Amen. Remember this. And I think Christina told me that Greg got some, you know, pretty good news.
Yeah. The neurosurgeon said he does not think it's a tumor the way that it looks on the MRI. Because of certain things, he thinks it's a stroke. We felt pretty good about that, since it is, you know, due for his reveal. The MRI that he has in the end of October will tell us more, but
not often that you call having a stroke in the news, but I mean, you know, compared with the alternative. Right, right. And the fact that he's still doing well now that he's on medicine, right? Still doing okay? Okay, good, good. Praise the Lord for that. Amen.
Nancy commented, and she went down to see Bill yesterday and it was his own sale.
Oh, amen.
But she went back today and his back was like he was.
Oh.
And the doctors can't figure out what's going on. And she said, please, please pray for it.
Yes, amen.
Pray for her.
Amen. Yeah, we called her the other day after the storm. It turned out her son. Is her son kind of regularly stay with her, or do you know?
Daughter-in-law does.
Daughter-in-law, okay.
Because
she said at the time that we called her son was with her, which was good because she's kind of out, you know, out where she lives. It's kind of one of those places where, you know, it's not exactly on the top of the list as far as to go in and clear out and stuff. So, so she was all right through everything.
Stephanie told me earlier that they lost some folks, ladies in the church, the messengers, or they have family and stuff in Florida, and they've got many people they know down there. It's like the path of that storm and stuff. And
yes.
I guess it's hitting right now, but it'll be going through tonight. So just pray for them. You know, they said that there's parts of Florida that it's hitting, and the way that it's hitting, that the flood and the wind damage is probably going to be worse than it's ever been in that part because it's on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And it's not coming up where they usually do. It's coming trapped
coming
in the east.
Across, yeah.
So it's going to be a little different than what they're used to. So pray for them and all them that's going through that. And pray for the Lord to keep them safe and watch over them. He's with us in the storms.
Yes, amen.
Just pray that God comfort his people. Pray that God bring glory to himself out of us. You know, I don't doubt one bit. There's probably some atheists up our mountains right now that you know, that they probably change the way they think about God.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they lost their home and gained eternity, what cost is that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So just pray that that God just had his will done. We know we can trust him.
Yes.
Let's just trust him, have faith, and just pray that God will show them just have his will done, be glorified.
Amen. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know how I missed that. I was thinking about it on the way over here, but I guess, yeah. I'm still saying this one thing drives out another.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, I like saying tonight, I'm in Barnesville up there where the storm hit so hard. This is my grandson. And I tell you what, it was devastating. It's more than that. We could have, there was a fault line back in the top of the mountain. They brought everybody out of that mountain side where we live. Water, our neighbors below us. His house was washed away, and he was washed away with it. You know, with a friend. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds and hundreds that died and that's buried in this storm. I pray to God, it's like Brother said, that people will begin to open their eyes.
Yes.
There is a God.
Yes. Amen.
That has all power in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
And they may realize that he's all powerful, almighty, and they may see through this. He's just stretched his hand out just a little bit.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament, when he opened up the earth, he saw thousands of them at one time.
Yep.
There were a lot up there that were killed. They said it's 212 last time I heard. They were just in Yancey County. Yeah. And 500 to 600 were missing. Mm-hmm. And it was a time we have never seen in our lives. And it's a time that people seem to get together and begin to help each other and to pray.
Amen.
If we've ever prayed for our people and our nation, our country is in bad shape tonight.
Yes.
Amen. We've ever lived in times of distress and perplexity and unthankfulness we're living in right today.
Yeah.
Yes. I pray to God to help open up the eyes of our people everywhere.
Amen. Yes.
We have been blessed so much that we take for granted we don't need God anymore. The riches in this life and the things we're surrounded about with, we're covered about like Martha and Mary were with too much serving.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if we, as God's people, humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, he said, and pray that he would hear from heaven.
Yes.
And heal lands.
Yep.
Amen.
That's always going to happen, too. It won't be through politics.
That's right.
It won't be through religions.
Amen.
It'd be from the Almighty God above. We serve as his children.
Amen.
I tell you, if we ever got on before God and realize how great God is, what a Savior we're serving.
Amen. Amen.
Not Brother Racina. He was, he's hurting so bad. He wanted to come over here and not hear Jesse. But he's hurting his leg. He's got sugar diabetes. But he began to pray and on his bed. Heaven came down. And he's been saved about 2 years. But I tell you, I did not. It left my soul. He
Amen.
Was in another bed praying.
Amen.
God, help our country. Help our people to realize and see that they don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
Hell's very often, very often not even believing anymore in a lot of our churches.
Yeah.
But hell is just as real as sin and children as heaven is.
Right.
And without the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has been applied to our soul, and we've been born again in the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And we keep that faith in him. That's where people are going, see it.
Yeah.
A lot of people went there today because of our belief.
Right.
I tell you, we need to lift our prayers up to God in the height. As you said, the storm there in Florida says worse than ever been.
Yeah.
Has ever come through there. Evacuated everybody. They did in the holler where we were at. And I don't know if we'll ever get to go back or not. The scientists or whoever's going to come in there and search it out. The mountain is, they said, was a divine. There's a fault line through there. And they said it could all fall off at one time in the mountain there where we live. So I pray for us. Pray for God's people. Pray everywhere. Pray for the sinners. Like we never prayed before. Because they need Jesus.
Amen.
I need Jesus. He's more than anything in this world. I thought about all the homes across my house. I believe it's 14 homes that was washed away from about 3 miles place, 3 miles span on that river. But I tell you what, I'd rather leave all this material things
yeah.
to know my Savior.
Yes.
Die without God and go to hell.
Right.
I pray the Lord for being here tonight. Pray for us. That we live in God's will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One thing about it, I heard somebody on the radio say today that, it was Sandy Rios. I know you know who she is, preacher. He was talking about, she got a sense of anticipation. You know, like she's never had in her life, and we ain't told she is, but you know, I can say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, what short little life I've had, I've never seen a time where it just feels like we're on the edge, and we see the things falling into place exactly the way we're not talked about. We see the events over in the Middle East. Amen. It's like we're getting ready to start turning some pages to Zechariah and Isaiah and Jeremiah and some of these. They talk about, you know, what's going to happen in the Middle East and the end times and the stage is being set. And it reminds me very much of what I was reading with the kids last night. It was in Isaiah chapter 46, I believe. And God said to the ones, he called them, how do we say it? Something like you stout-hearted but unrighteous.
Yeah.
You know. He said, beware. He said, my righteousness is near.
Yeah.
But what's he talking about? He's talking about his judgment.
Yeah.
He said, it's at the door.
Yeah.
You know, and we are just so close. And it's like the brother said, we need to pray. And I pray that God would give us a burden for souls, because I know I don't have a burden for souls that I ought to have. I am to the point where I feel like I wish I had the burden for souls like I wish I should have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't think there's anything I can do to just decide to get that. I don't think there is.
Yeah.
If there is, I hope God will show me, you know, how to do it, but I think he's got to give it to me.
Yeah.
And I know that's what we need to pray for.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Remember my wife,
pray
for her feet.
Yes, amen. Yeah, she said her feet were still hurting this evening, so pray for her. Is your ear okay? Is it healed up?
It's getting better.
Good, amen.
Slow, but it's getting better.
Amen.
Well, thank God for saving me.
Amen.
Thank God for my family.
Amen.
Thank God for the church and support for each and every one of you. All of my appreciations. Thank God for my wife and my kids.
Yes.
My mom and dad, my sister. a lot of blood, and my boss does, he looked at me and said, I reckon I'm the richest man I know.
Yeah.
And I said, Papa, how you figure? He said, that much money I've made is $10 an hour. He said, but at my age, he said, all my youngins is in church, all my grandyoungins is in church.
Amen.
He said, I got all these great-grandyoungins, they in church. He said, they live for God. He said, I don't know another man my age, he said the same thing.
Yeah, amen.
He said, I reckon I'm the richest man I know.
Amen.
And I said, you know, he's right.
Yeah.
And I look at my life, and I see that blessing. Listen, I just pray that, you know, that stays that way. I just want to serve the Lord. You know, I want to see my family doing well. I want to see my friends and my church doing well. I'm just blessed to be a part of it. And I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for letting me be a part of that. You know, He don't need me.
Amen.
I'm not doing good for
Him. Oh, Lord.
This is my benefit that I get to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just thank God that
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Whatever I did in prayers, because I was in a mess. I just get through with all this mess and just take it.
Amen. Amen. Oh, did you come up clear, Miss Brenda? You did? Okay. And Christina, if you posted it, Christina may have told me, but.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking you just would let me know of that threat back 6 weeks.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, we did.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that.
He still is good.
Yes. Amen. All right. That's all. So I'll come pray this evening.
Hey, Mr. Davis.
Thank God for letting us be here again. Remember to bring anything you want to for the, you can leave it out here on the, under the bridge, but if you want, if you like, stuff we're going to take up to Ash County. And Sunday we'll take up Alford, and then you'll have up until Wednesday, like I said, you have between now and then. If you've got any thing you want to give to Alford for those people, I'll be taking, and I'm just going to, before I go, once we get to Alford, we'll see how much it is. I'll leave until Thursday. So once I get out there, how much Alford is, I'm going to talk to Curtis, I'm going to see what their greatest leading items are. Then I'm going to just, I'm going to take some of the money and just give to them to help them with gas and different things going out and distributing, because they have offered to distribute it, you know, be able to supply whatever else they might see fit to. But in any case, be praying about that. And I know some of you's already brought some stuff, but if you have anything, we'll just leave it here. And we'll carry it over to Fellowship Hall, come by either Wednesday night or Thursday morning next week. We'll get it and we'll take it up our tool.
Hey.
Amen. And just glad to be able to do something, you know.
Yes, amen.
And it's a blessing that we can help, you know. Like I said, you know, it was, you know, difficult on everybody even around here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, we lost power, lost food and fridges and stuff like that, you know. But like brother was saying back there, you know, there's a lot of people up there going up in the mountains that lost a whole lot more.
Yes.
A whole lot more.
Amen.
And so just be thankful. Amen.
Amen.
We can be thankful even in times like this. You said as your grandpa brother?
Yes, sir.
Are you a preacher?
Yeah.
Are you? I can tell. I was going to say, if he ain't a preacher, you better preach. he's pretty well preaching. It's good to have Brother Jesse with us tonight. He's all grown up. I reckon he's probably one of the biggest fellows in here. But fast. But anyways, I like Brother Jesse. Fell down for a couple of preach. I said, well, I'd like to get you a church. He's supposed to be here last Sunday, but you know, we had the hurricane and all that, and whatever, we have service. And so I asked him if he'd come back and be with us tonight. So I've been looking forward to hearing him.
Amen.
I'll be praying for him. And we appreciate him being here. You know, just to mention this, I'm going to be done. You know, we see all these things happening. I hope that you realize that part of the reason that we don't have a picture perfect, clear understanding of the book of Revelation in its entirety is because if we did, and you knew exactly how everything was supposed to play out, then you would just live your life how you want to until some time that you're supposed to be looking for Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we understand enough of it to know this, that we are living in the last days.
Amen.
The children dying in Israel,
yeah,
and over in the Middle East, the women being raped and killed, and the bombings, the buildings being blown up, the flooding that we see in the mountains, the houses being swept away, women and their husbands and children crying for people from the banks for help, and nobody can do nothing to stop it. Jesus described all these things as the beginning of sorrows.
Yeah.
Meaning that there's much worse to follow.
Yeah.
That's what he says, that you'll hear wars, rumors of wars. There'll be earthquakes in diverse places. Speaking of natural disasters in a sense, he said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. So we know that there's worse things to come. But I know this, the worst that this world's got to
throw God
in me ain't nothing compared to the hell that God spares you from. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Whatever I have to go through down there, thank you. You know what? If you read Paul's writings, it almost sounds like to me he's looking to be put to death.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to stop till you do.
Yeah.
That was the attitude that he had.
Yeah.
He said, it's not enough that I should just be in prison and beaten. It's not enough that I should be mocked and put to shame. A lot of times I'm like, yes, preacher, you've probably been like, these people just keep talking about it. I just makes them quit.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have that too, don't worry, it's coming. But, you know, you get discouraged, and Satan, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
I see men like Paul, he said, you know, that's not enough. He said, I'm just going to keep it going until they have to kill me.
Well, the last.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We aren't be looking for Jesus to return anytime. We live on the same day. Or be living every day as if it's our last. Not in the sense that you should just party up and have a good time, it's what the world makes.
Yeah,
right. The world's about. Like Preacher Matthew said, that you should be living every day, understanding, knowing this, the people's watching you.
Yeah.
Have a burden to the lost. They might be warning you. Amen.
Hey.
All right. Preacher, you come on and preach to us. I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody, I think this is the best church in the whole country. But we're still all the most sinners when they preach.
Hey.
Amen.
Yes. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, brother. Yes, sir.
Hey.
But you just go ahead and close out there with the Lord, please, brother.
All right.
Good to be in the Lord's house.
Hey.
I went for about a week and a half there. I didn't have the opportunity to come to church and got real depressed now. Ain't that how it's supposed to be? It's good to see churches that still got the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know? Y'all didn't have to switch to a different version or a different Bible. It's not really a Bible.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have to switch to a different version to get people in here.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't have to have a praise team to get people in here.
Yeah.
Praise God. But with all the effects of the storm, we've all been affected by it. And I may sound like a broke record here. I say to a lot at my church, Luke 10:20 says, rejoice, your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care what you take. It's easy to say when you're standing up here, and I didn't lose my house, I didn't lose a neighbor or anything like that. But praise God, my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I'm going to be, well, I thought I had a real good catchy title, had a real good sermon laid out, written down.
Uh-huh. But
Lord, I feel like it's taking me in a different direction.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't going to be in Matthew chapter 11, but I think I need to be in Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 through 20.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and casted into the fire.
Yep.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know. Lord, I want to bow my head today, Lord. I want to thank you and I want to praise you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Lord, I pray that you get on to me, Lord. If it's of me, it's going to crash and burn. Lord, but I pray that you pierce some people's hearts. Lord, I pray that you visit this here tonight, Lord. Give us a blessing here tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everything you've done for me. Please help us here, Lord. And in Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. So when you talk about people's souls, a lot of people get offended, and it's a lot of people, they're not used to talking about it, and it's getting weird.
Yeah.
You know, they get believing in Christ and following Christ and religion mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you got religion, you're going to be mixed up. You ain't got what you need. If you got religion, you need Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
First thing I want to mention, verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Yeah.
A good tree, what it's saying here, it, you could say it's a sinner saved by grace, and a bad tree being someone that's not accepted Christ yet. They are rejected. And a rejecter not being an 11, 12-year-old boy that that hasn't got saved yet, but someone that is of the age of knowledge and continues to live in sin and spite. A good tree cannot produce evil fruit. If you're saved by God, you can't produce evil fruit. But if you're not saved by God, your good deeds ain't going to get you into heaven.
Right. Amen.
If you start thinking, well, let's say if you even start doubting, and you start thinking, well, I did this and I did that, and if I had to think of everything I've done, if it would get me to heaven,
right,
it ain't going to do it.
Right.
Amen.
If you're lost, it ain't going to get you into heaven.
Amen.
You need to know that. You need to understand that.
Amen.
One thing, we need to quit thinking. We need to start dwelling on it, maybe getting it in our hearts. That's when it's going to make a difference.
Yeah. Amen.
If you are not born again, you are the corrupted tree, like I said. You can't produce good fruit. You can only produce bad. If you're unfamiliar with the term being born again, let me put it to you this way. You either get born twice or you die twice.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a parable, of course, you could say. And verse 18, if you're not born again, it don't matter what you say or do. It don't matter if you donate. If you ain't saved, I'm going to keep hammering that. It's not on your good deeds that you're going to heaven.
Right.
I know a lot of people who think that.
Yeah.
And they think that they're justified.
Yeah.
Because I donate.
Yeah. Right.
You know those things at the gas station where you put the change and says, give a penny, take a penny? That's about what you do.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
It is nothing.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Being born again, that's what it takes.
Amen.
Nicodemus, he even had a hard time understanding what he meant by being born again.
Go ahead.
Let's go to John 13. This is on the fly. Y'all forgive me if I stutter and sound like I'm scattered like a shotgun. But this is just on my heart, and I'll get everything situated.
And then go ahead.
John chapter, I'm going to start in verse 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he hath came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Yes.
Praise God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
It don't say whosoever does good works is going to heaven.
Right.
Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish.
Right.
That's what it takes. I believe there's somebody in here that thinks their good deeds is going to get them to heaven. You're going to be in hell with your back broke.
Right.
And it's going to fall. You can't blame it on you. Don't be a victim.
Yeah.
It's going to fall.
Right.
Hell's not getting, or not running out of room. It's ever enlarging.
Yeah.
You say.
Yeah.
It don't cool down. It's going to be as hot as when you get there as when the rich man got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I used to think, and I'm telling you, I'm scared like a shot. Y'all bear with me here.
Go ahead.
Y'all bear with me. I used to think that when I thought of hell and how awful it must be, right?
Yeah.
I thought, well, Satan would be up there in a big throne watching everybody burn.
Yeah.
And it'd just be, it would have like a hierarchy maybe or something like that. No, Satan won't be there with you.
Yeah.
And you see the evil he does.
Yeah.
And you gonna be there with me?
Yeah.
I was listening to a preacher, I forgot his name, Farewell. John Farewell, maybe? He's founder of Liberty University. And they had this boy up there who they had a, he's an Asian boy, I believe. He's young, he's about 3 years old. They had a failed abortion, and he lived, and the parents still gave him away. Still didn't want him for some reason. You go to hell, that's what you're going to live off.
Yeah.
That's evil you're going to be surrounded by.
Yeah.
Why you on earth, these hurricanes, everything? That's, this is a heaven you're going to be. This is a hell I'm going to be.
Yes.
There's coming a day.
Amen.
That's right. There's coming a day. There'll be no sorrow.
Right.
Amen.
I ain't got to worry about the house getting washed away.
Yeah.
Trees landing on my truck.
Yeah.
Are you can go on for us?
Yeah.
You're going to be headed.
Amen.
In case you still don't believe, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
Yeah.
If you ain't saved, you're sick.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You need to get healed.
Amen.
Right. Think about that. There's only one person that's going to be able to heal you.
Amen.
There's only one thing certain in this life, and it's death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we've got promises.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm here.
Amen.
Can you say the same thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
I hope you can. I hate to miss. And the thing is, we don't know when our last day is going to be. You're willing to walk out of here and put your life in your own hands. I see the way some of y'all drive.
Yeah.
Your funeral will be 6 days from now. It'll be 6 years from now.
Yeah.
And your day of grace is going to run out. And that's all she will.
Right.
In Proverbs 1, verse 23 through 39, I'm going to wrap it up the way I understand it. It ain't word for word, but it talks about God having his hand reached out.
Yeah.
Nobody grabbed it.
Right.
And so he took it away. You don't know when that day's coming.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But the gift of God that we owe God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is only one way out of here, out of this earth, and it is through you.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're a bad tree in Matthew, I think it's verse 19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is on that. That's it.
Yeah.
Ain't that a good way of saying you're going to go to hell if you ain't going?
Right.
You won't be cut down. Home, it's saying cut down.
Yeah.
That's right.
And cast it into the fire.
Amen.
I ask that you admit at least that you're sinning.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a story of a Methodist preacher's son. He went to a few camp meetings and attended some church, and I'm not sure where this was. But the Lord convicted him, got on him one night. He just sat there and had like, you know, all was good. I mean, I've done it too. I did it, you know.
Yeah.
Say, or the next year, same camp meeting, Lord got on him again, and he didn't know. It wasn't 3 days after that he died. Even if you are saved, and you ain't living like you should be,
right?
Lord will kill the flesh, save the spirit.
Amen.
Get right with the Lord. Being saved and getting right with the Lord is two different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Giving your life to Christ and being saved is two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he died 3 days later. And before he died, he got some sort of sickness. Nothing as no painkillers, nothing could help him. And he told the doctor, he had some money. And everybody said he's a good fellow too. And that doctor couldn't do anything for him. He said, I'll give you anything as long as you get rid of what I can. And he sat up and he got out of bed and he started running. That's a true story from what I hear. Preacher Charles Lawson preached it. which we all know that is. And he's running around saying, my God, for someone who he's rejected.
Yeah.
He was now saying his name. And as he's running, he claps his eyes. And lifted his eyes up in heaven.
Yeah.
When I don't know if it's in Matthew or if it's in Luke, talks about the rich man and the beggar.
Yeah.
Says the rich man opened his eyes in hell.
Yeah.
Like he closed them and opened them.
Yeah.
Right. He was already in that agony. Already in eternal hell.
Right.
It don't have to be that.
Right. Anyway, thank you.
Amen.
And it's going to be short and sweet. This is what the Lord's giving.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
And if I start adding words, if I start doing something, it's going to crash and burn. I want the Lord to have his way.
Amen.
Christ suffered the horrors of the cross.
Yes.
So we don't have to suffer the horrors of hell.
That's right.
In the beginning, God gave us free will because of us. It is our own ignorant fault that we use that free will to do bad.
Yeah.
We cursed ourselves. That's why we got hurricanes.
Yeah.
That's why we got earthquakes and volcanoes.
Yeah.
That's why when a hurricane happens, you can't go to the gas station without getting robbed.
Yeah.
You can't go try to help somebody without getting robbed.
Yeah.
It's our own fault.
Yeah.
And he's coming back.
Yeah.
This is basic, I know, but it's the truth.
Yes. Yes.
You think this hurricane will be bad? Wait till he comes back.
Yeah.
You wake up one morning, your loved ones ain't there.
Right.
I want you to come to church.
Right.
And they ain't there. Here's your some clothes. Maybe the oven's still on, they just cooking breakfast.
Mm.
Or the shower's still on, where it's taking a shower.
Sure, think about it.
But they ain't there. There's going to be wrecks. I'm sure there's going to be buildings caught on fire when we all get out of here.
Yeah.
The ones who are saved when we get out of here. There's going to be a lot of tears that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because we get out of here.
Yeah.
Amen.
You want to be here. You want to take that chance?
Right.
You want to take that chance tonight to walk out of these church doors, sit in your car, and go toe-to-toe with a Case Farms 18-wheeler with chickens.
Yeah.
They drive like nobody cares.
Yeah.
You want to take your life in your own hands? I don't feel like I'm done here. I feel like I've said on something. Something's on my heart now.
Good.
This is the Lord.
Don't go to hell for somebody else. Don't go to hell because you're afraid to walk up and get into this altar.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't got no excuses.
Right. That's right.
Now's accepted time.
You can say, well, nobody prayed for you. That's not an excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your own fault.
Yeah.
I got saved in my bedroom listening to a preacher on YouTube. By God, he can do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
But if you say, I'm too dirty, I'm too sinful to be saved, put a limitation on God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I don't want to do that.
He's able. Amen.
That's right.
There will be a day when he moves on from you.
Yeah.
You want to take that chance? This is on my heart. I don't care how long I got saved. There's coming a day where you will die.
Yeah.
And it's heaven or it's hell.
Yeah.
And you may be saved, like I said earlier, and you're just not living for the Lord like you should be. I know when I was 16, I'm going to testify a little bit here for a minute.
Go ahead.
When I was 16 years old, about a month after I got saved, my friend group left me. And as a high school boy, it's kind of important.
Yeah.
You know, but if anybody's in high school in here, I want you to know it's okay not to have friends because you believe in God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I wish I knew that. I felt like it was more important to have buddies.
Yeah.
Then right after that, grandmother was murdered by a man who's not much older than us. You're talking about discouraging somebody. It's my own fault I got discouraged. Just got saved. Just got saved. Felt like I was fighting everything. I've been called to preach about a month and a half. I was going to work about 2 weeks ago. A tree fell on my truck when I was going to work. Fell on my back half, holding my truck. Saturday, the day after that, was at my buddy's house. Someone broke into a church next door. We called the police, they didn't come. So we had to discourage a fella. I've never had to do that before. Go anywhere else. Thursday morning, back out of my buddy's driveway, a homeless fella was asleep in the driveway back over his leg. Then he threatened to kill him. Had to discourage him real hard. I'm asking you to get right for war. This ain't a game, you know, this is war. And I know it's going to be hard. It ain't for the weak spirit, the weak mind, the weak heart. It's time to get mean about it. It's time to start living for the Lord like you mean it. When I was saved and all that happened, it discouraged me a whole lot. You know, I felt like I didn't have anybody. Didn't feel loved at all. And you know, I thought of something silly. Well, maybe I should kill myself. Silly. That's the devil. But I didn't. And I thought, well, maybe if I fill myself with enough pleasure, I'm going to help. So I started doing everything. That saved me. Drinking, smoking, trying to find women, everything. There's still a God-sized hole in my heart. King Saul in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, vanity. It's all vanity.
That's right.
There ain't nothing going to fill that God-sized hole in your heart.
That's right.
But God.
Amen.
Man, that's liberty. If you're not, man, I tell you. Get right with the Lord.
Amen.
It may be harder, but it's going to be much more rewarding.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you. There is coming a day. Ain't going to be no storm clouds, no hurricanes. Ain't going to be no sorrow. You know something I often ponder on? You know, Christ loved us so much he gave us free will. Well, we were in that. Well, he still made a way for us to have a relationship by sins.
Amen.
Then you get in there into Revelations, and that marriage service. You're going to be nervous about yourself. You mean he's done all this for us? He's going to serve us.
Amen.
I believe when he reached down with that hollow, how do we put it? As Ralph Sexton Jr. said. I'm going to see myself in that scar of his hand. No, it ain't going to be. It's going to be a wound.
Because
it ain't been that long.
Good
Lord.
It's still going to be a wound.
It's
going to be like it just happened. He loved you enough. He loved you enough to send his son. We just read John the Baptist. That should touch your heart more than anything. You're a sinner. You need to be healed. The only way to be healed is through Christ. Go to him. Call on his name. He'll save your soul. Just like that Roman soldier when Paul and Silas were in the prison. He said, how must I... Now, I'm going to paraphrase this. I don't remember exactly. How must I be saved? And he tells
him.
Well, so now forgive me if this is wrong. If someone knows the correct answer to this, I have my own understanding of it. Please let me know. I don't want to be wrong when it comes to the King James Bible. Let me trace this right. King James Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
in the beginning was the Word. I believe that's King James Bible. It just got named 1600. Alpha Alpha. Have you accepted it? Do you lean on it? Revelations 21. When Satan's accusing us, he says, they've overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And the word of their testimony.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Right.
Does it claim? Are you a sheep or are you a goat?
Right.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
Well, let me turn it over real quick.
I got it written down here somewhere.
Matthew chapter 8. I may be wrong here. Y'all bear with me for a second. Eighteen. I can't read my own handwriting.
You believe that?
11 through 14. Well, we'll start. Yeah. For the Son of Man has come to save which was lost.
Yeah.
I believe in every doctrine, this Bible, this Word of God has.
Amen.
I don't think the Lord has a liar.
Right.
It says, for the Son of Man has come to save which was lost.
Yeah.
Right.
How think if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh the one that's gone astray? And if so, be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoice more for that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. You know, I've heard a lot of people saying that Hurricane Helene was judgment on Asheville. We just read a verse, even so, it's not the will of the Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones shall perish. Yeah, I realize it's saying that the sheep, he don't want any sheep.
Yeah.
But it was meant, what it was meant to give us for any of us.
Yeah.
When we sin, like I said, it created these horrible things. We try to blame them everything, but it saves.
Yeah, right.
Right. That wasn't exactly where I was wanting to go, but there is, I think it's in Matthew, it talks about goats and sheep.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge y'all to look it up on your own time. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
Talks about sheep in the right hand and goats in the left.
Yeah.
What is going to do to each one?
Yeah. Yeah.
What hand? Even Christ being crucified, you have a man on the right side, a man on the left side. What side are you on? You're on the right side of the man. I'm proud to say I'm on the right side.
Amen.
Even though I go through things, I get discouraged a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm still on the right side.
Amen. Amen.
I still have an omnipotent God that I serve.
Amen.
Yeah.
I still have a comforter. I have a physician.
Amen.
On my side.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, when I was lost, even when I say I had far a long way from it, there was that feeling of not being loved.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, don't say anything about you. It was me. I just didn't feel loved by anything.
Yeah.
I'm talking about disturbance.
Right.
There's a man who loves you more than I can talk to.
Yeah. Amen.
It don't make sense. I was talking to a young lady, trying to witness to her. She said, it don't make sense.
Yeah.
I said, praise God.
That's right.
He is the beginning.
Amen.
What side?
Yeah.
You can think about the atheists and the agnostics. They think nothing created everything. they believe everything's by chance, that nothing made this happen. You know, I believe coincidence, the word coincidence means coincidence, made by chance. That may sound wrong, but I believe coincidence is a word given around. Yeah, the hand of God.
Yeah.
You sit there, you have a feeling that you need to go to the altar. It's not about coincidence, you're at church.
Right.
You're at the church.
Right.
I'm not saying this because of me, that I'm the one up here preaching. I would love to see with anybody preaching, someone
Amen.
In the middle of service running up here at the altar.
Yeah.
Don't go to help somebody.
Right.
You have angels right now, right where you sit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I know this ain't a shouting message.
Go ahead.
But I can go home. If no one comes to the altar here tonight, I can go home and say this to the altar.
Right. Amen.
That's what the Lord's laid on my heart.
Amen.
I don't know how many more times I've got to say it. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going. What sign do you want? That I'm in heaven? Let's say this hurricane, what they call it?
Milton.
Say it turns up towards North Carolina again. They don't know.
Yeah.
And hits us right the nail on the head.
Right.
Or the hammer on the head. Takes you out. What are you going to do?
Right.
I appreciate you.
Amen.
Thank y'all for listening.
Amen.
Bearing with
me. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate you. Bless you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You heard the preacher.
Yeah, you said it right, brother, and I hope that you do.
Yeah.
He said he'd go home. He knew. He obeyed God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Sow the seed, sow water, God gives the increase.
Amen.
The question falls with you now, have you obeyed God?
Amen.
Have you obeyed God? Has God dealt with your heart tonight about something in your life that you say, Lord, I need repentance. I've got room for repentance in my life that you'd come to God tonight. Unashamed. You say, well, if I go up there, people's going to know that I've done something wrong. I'll tell you, I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
I've always got reason to be on this altar.
Yeah.
If you'll listen to me preach to you, then I figure you've probably done things wrong with you. Don't have to be embarrassed about that. We're brothers and sisters here.
Yeah.
Take it to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
I said to enter into the closet. Ain't nobody got very delivered out. There's very few people here that probably literally enter into the closet because we understand what he meant by that, right?
Yeah.
He says, between me and you.
Yeah.
I can't forgive you.
Right.
I ain't got no curtain. I can go back and confess things to me. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I hear enough problems. I'm a little about me. Take it to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. We all fail.
Yeah.
We all fall short. Take it to the Lord. I appreciate him preaching the Word of God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Miss Sheriff if she would to come play on the piano. And Preacher Matthew, if you'd come lead us in a song. And go ahead, you do that. You do that. Amen. You go ahead and do that. Amen. 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 Thank you, Miss Sheriff. Amen. Well, she sings, if the Lord spoke to your heart tonight, why don't you come to this altar? Just bring it to the Lord and leave it there with him tonight. Amen. Don't go home carrying that with you. It's like Ezekiel. The Lord told him, he said, I'm going to make you a watchman. He said, you got a responsibility to warn the people. He said, if you don't warn the people, he said, their blood will light a fire at your hand. He said, but if you warn them, and they refuse to heed the warning, he said, their blood will light a fire at their own hands.
Yes, sir.
He's heeded the warning tonight.
Amen.
He's give you the Word of God.
Yeah.
Would you mind the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
I do so appreciate that message, Jesse. It was a blessing to us. I need him more than anybody in here probably, but I am so grateful for him. He's my Savior. His soul, a lot of Savior.
Encouraging a man of God. especially when it's starting out.
Yeah.
I promise you, there's lots of things out there that will discourage you.
Yeah.
Just let them know you appreciate it. Appreciate mine and God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. It's all hearts and minds clear. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you being here with us. Now, Preacher Billy, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Father, we thank you again, Lord, for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for each and everything that you do for all of us, Lord. We realize, God, you're great tonight. God, you're good. Lord, you blessed us many a time, Lord. You helped us. God, you strengthen us and you give us grace and courage to press on. Lord, I thank you for the preaching of the good word of God tonight, Lord. Straight from the Bible, Lord, that's what we need. Dear God, now would you just bless and help each one. Touch our sick folks tonight and heal them. Pray for those, Lord, that's in the storms tonight. God, would you be with them and help them. Now, Father, just bless our pastor and his wife and family. Lord, would you touch them and help them. Bless this church. May it grow and prosper for you. We'll thank you and praise you, Lord, for each and everything you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.